Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to, first of all, November, but also episode 987 of Ask Pat. Fun fact about the number 987 is in numericals, that spells Pat, 987. And I know this because we had pagers in high school, and I thought it was cool, and nobody paged me. But anyway, episode 987, thank you so much for joining me today. We have a question coming in today from Borja. All right, now let's get to Borja's question. Here we go.
Hi, Pat. This is Borja Girón from SEO para Bloggers podcast. I know you don't have any mentor, at least an official mentor. Me neither. So how can I convince people that it's very powerful since I don't have it? And do you think if someone wants to hire a mentor, has to be more successful than him? And also, are you mentoring some people? How do you deal with that? Thanks a lot. See you.
Hey, Borja, thank you so much for the question today. I really appreciate it. So let's see if we can go through these questions one by one. Is it hypocritical? Can you convince people to have a mentor if you don't even have one your own? Yes, because it's not very easy to get a mentor. I mean, I recommend people get a mentor all the time. I don't have one of my own. I wish I had one, and I wish I had somebody who was there to kind of follow me along the whole way. But I've had kind of virtual mentors along the way, people who I look up to, who I've had some conversations with, but don't really consider to be true mentors in terms of just their thinking about me pretty often to help further my career and my life and you know, that kind of thing. But no, it's not hypocritical at all. Does a mentor have to be more successful than a person to become a mentor? No, I don't think so. Because I think a mentor has to have some skill or knowledge and talent. I mean, think of, for example, Rocky and his coach. I mean, his coach was like an older man, and he just had this amazing skill and was able to train Rocky. But Rocky was obviously the skilled boxer. Think of, let's say, for example, professional golfers. I'm seeing professional golfers all the time working with swing coaches who have never been in the PGA or a famous golfer, but they know how to train somebody with their swing. So they're mentoring them on that game or the putting game. I've seen basketball players go on Instagram and they go to the gym and they learn from this person I've never heard of before, but this person is a shooting coach. There's one guy I follow. His name is Lethal Shooter 3, I think is his Instagram. And he's just amazing. And he could very well be in the NBA, but there are players that are much better than him. But people go to him for how to shoot more accurately. So, yeah, I think the question about like being more successful, it kind of depends on what your definition of that means. I think maybe these people are more successful trainers. So that's why they are kind of mentors. So to your final question, I am mentoring a few people. I have some people who I check in with and who check in with me from time to time. And it's just mainly just people I love and people who I really want to help out. And I wish I could do that to everybody. It is something I'm exploring in terms of how to do it on a more scalable level. How can I help more people in a one-to-one capacity without burning myself out? Because I definitely don't want to do that, because then I'm not serving anybody, including my family. But yeah, I mean, mentorship is really important. I think it's, I mean, how wonderful would it be if schools kind of promoted more of that kind of relationship between student and, you know, people who were in that career that they were interested in already. I think I went on one job shadow and that was it. And I didn't even get a feel for what real world was like until after college. I mean, mentorship can be extremely important and life-changing on both sides. So yeah, I mean, this is a great question, Borja. I encourage you to try and find a mentor of your own and mentor people who could use your skill sets as well. So thank you so much for the question. We'll hook you up. I think you may have asked a question before, and if so, we'll see who else we might be able to give this t-shirt to. But if not, we'll definitely send that over your way. And for anybody else listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com, and you can ask right there on that page. Thanks so much for listening in, everybody. I appreciate it. And here's a quote today from Mark Twain, and that is, "Never put off till tomorrow what may be done day after tomorrow just as well." Just kidding. I mean, that is a quote, but this is just a funny quote that you shouldn't follow because you should get things done. Get things done that you know are going to move the needle, that are going to be that first domino and that domino effect, the one thing. All right, guys. Thanks, Mark Twain. Thanks to all of you for listening, and I appreciate it, and I wish you all the best. I'll see you soon. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.